medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, life is so happy and free. Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Hello everybody, let's talk healing with Atana. I hope everyone has had a beautiful day. And Atana, are you with us?
Hello, wonderful beings.
Hello. I'm sorry, our fantastic co-host Jodie Lynn is unwell today, so I'm going to be taking over, and hope we have some great conversations, and I hope Saba is online as well.
I am. Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. I'm so glad to be talking to you guys. I missed you guys. It's been a week.
I know, I'm missing it too.
It is. I'm looking forward to this program. So look, the topic for this week is something that, Atana, you say quite often, and I've heard you speak about this, and it's also written in your books, and I thought it was a very good topic. It's called Everything is Connected to the Divine. You speak about that a lot. So today I'd really like to cover, you know, what does that actually mean? Why is it important? And what happens if people feel disconnected from the divine or others or even feel alone? So I'd love to just start that off. You know, what does everything is connected to the divine actually mean, Atana?
Yeah. It's, that's a very important part of my work and also for healing in general. And before I start, I want to wish everybody a happy International Women's Day so we can honor the female and the feminine energy on the planet at this time, in this moment, all around the world, on Mother Earth, with Mother Earth. Before I go into that, I just want to say happy Women's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Atana.
Well, the ladies deserve it. They have, and just the power, the strength, and what your wonderful beings are doing here on the planet for all of us. It's just beautiful. And I'm grateful, and I'm always humbled when I see the power really of that the female, the feminine energy has, and at the same time it has the humbleness of the polar bear that takes care of the young ones, but at the same time it can be so fierce and it's so powerful, and I really appreciate that.
Ooh, preach on, Atana. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. So just drawing that back in, because that's feminine energy and really that nurturing earth energy, I'd love to understand how that in and of itself is all connected to the divine, Atana.
Yeah.
So the earth and the divine, and how are we all related to that as well?
When I say everything is connected to the divine, most significantly, I am referring to the consciousness, to the intelligence, to the love that's connecting everything. And I like to utilize a very interesting sacred geometrical concept for that. If you look at the sunflower seeds, how they're being placed in a sunflower, you look at it, they all are placed in their own space, in their own balance, and there is a natural Fibonacci expression of sacred geometry that gives everything that is alive, everything that comes into manifestation, a space. And even though you would think, well, the sunflower could just arrange all the seeds like in one chunk and just throw them out there. And over that consciousness, and just look at the sacred geometry and the intelligence, how even the sunflower positions the seeds in such a balance that each sunflower seed, even though they have their own space, they're still connected to the sunflower, and each one represents the seed of the sunflower as a sunflower in its whole once it's being planted. And as we are expressed in this manifestation, in this incarnation, we hold also the full potential of the whole universe as a seed inside of us. That consciousness connects us. That intelligence, that love connects us. That compassion, that unconditional love connects us all. And we all know when you, for example, if you travel now into another country, there's even there is going to be a space for you. If you're going to go somewhere else, there's going to be a space exactly dedicated for you because you're part of everything. And that's the consciousness that's really underlying of it.
So, Atana, I guess this concept for some people might be quite challenging to get their head around, because what you're saying, if I'm hearing you right, it's almost like that's a hologram. Is that correct? So one part is a hologram of the whole? It is
more like a fractal than a hologram. A fractal that fractals out into infinity. Similar like when you see the Jacob's ladder, or when you see something like the equation of pi, where you have 3.16, etc., and that goes beyond the behind the comma up to infinite, and you get closer and closer to infinite, but you're actually not really getting to the infinite. You're getting really close, and when you get close, the spark of the divine can literally jump over. Very similar like in the cathedrals, in sacred geometry in general, there is a concept that when you are in a space that is set out for infinity, for the unlimitedness, then you really, I would say the divine for me represents the unlimitedness. We're all connected to our infinite creative potential, would be probably the accurate expression, because the divine is the infinite is being described as God, goddess, or the universe, or the multiverse, or the enlightenment. And it is divine in its expression because there's such a beautiful harmony in it.
It's interesting that you say that harmony, because I don't necessarily always think that people can connect to that. And I think, you know, today in this world that we're living in, there's a lot of people, and Sabra, I'd love to hear from you about this too, but my own experience is there's a lot of people that feel very alone and they feel disconnected from that harmony, Atana. And I'd love to hear you just speak a little bit about that and say, but then I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on that as well.
Okay. Do you want me to start first?
Yes, please. Hey, that'd be great.
Okay. So when we think about, here's what I feel, what happens when we feel disconnected. When we feel disconnected, it is more like an illusion. Because at the same time, in this moment, all the hearts are beating on the planet, are literally beating the same drum. They are basically, all the hearts are really pumping the blood in this moment of everyone who is alive. You could not even, if you want to be, disconnect from it. Because at the same time, all the beings that are having a beating heart, that are pumping the blood in their system, they're actually also breathing. And when you think about the unison of planet Earth, and you would listen with a stethoscope from the outside, you would probably, the first thing you would hear is probably all the heartbeats as one heartbeat. Or at least like as a rhythm. And when you think about just all the heartbeats that are connected at this moment, in this point, then think about how that energy of connection is already present. In fact, I'm not even talking about the multidimensionality yet of all the different dimensions that are existent at the same time on the planet. We are sitting there thinking we are alone. There's our ancestors. There's beings of support. There's our guardian angels. There's our animal spirits. There's so much going on. There's so much coming and going in the energetic. There's not literally one moment where we can be really, if we want to be, even alone.
But I mean, I understand that. The way you said that is so beautiful. But people really feel alone. And I'm really interested to understand about the way in which your work can help people get connected to that. I want to hear, because I know that you've done that for me as well. You know, the times where I have felt so alone or so disconnected, and that work that you help people with to feel what you're talking about or experience what you're talking about, that's what I'm really interested in hearing.
Yes. Well, the most amazing experience for me is when we have this luxury of feeling alone for this moment and we feel disconnected. But it is a luxury, honestly, because it's your own vacation from your own life. Because for a moment you can just feel really sad and alone and just abandoned and everything. And that's great. And you feel super alone. That is like luxury. So when you are in that moment, enjoy it, because who knows how long it's going to last, because the reality is it's going to pass. First of all, we are in our being energetically. We are in a constant expression of life, of creativity, of connection, of communication. Often we get overwhelmed. When we get overwhelmed, we basically close the shutters for a moment. And when that happens, it can be a traumatic experience. It can be a shock. It can be something that happens in life that makes you close down for a moment, and that's perfectly fine. That's a protective mechanism of our system. For a moment, it disconnects, but what it also does, it traps the traumatic energy in our system. And when a person at that moment then develops a feeling of being alone, and I love the connection with alone and all one, because that's very close. That's very, very close. Because when you're alone or all one, you're connected to everything either way, to the outside or to the inside. But when you feel abandoned, when you feel rejected, now these are dynamics and forces that are creating a certain separation. And the separation energies are creating separation anxiety. And so, like a newborn or even a pet has that, they feel abandoned when the owner goes to work or does something else except taking care of the child or the pet all the time. They feel abandoned and rejected. And it requires a lot of trust, activating the trust, opening the heart back up, and allowing the trapped trauma and shock energies to start the healing process. Now, that would be something I would consider communicating.
Okay. Look, Atana, I'm just going to cut for a break here. We're going to go to an ad. But everybody, Atana, I want to come back in after this and hear a little bit more about that and also have a chat to you, Saber. So we'll just go to a commercial break and we'll come back in exactly on that spot we left off. Thank you.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Hello, and we are back with Atana and our guest Saber. We're actually just cutting back into a conversation about really feeling alone in the world. And Atana was just touching on the luxury of being alone and going into abandonment and rejection. And, you know, I would like a bit of a luxury to be alone this week from all my children. I feel like I needed a bit of alone time. But, Atana, I'd love to get back into that conversation just quickly where we left off and just hear a little bit more about going into the heart and how you do that with people. How do you open that heart space to to reestablish that connection of separation from the divine?
First of all, what I always do is see where that moment occurred. Where was that first expression of shock or trauma, or even like the intention of closing the heart? Because we all know when your heart is closed, it's an extreme letting go or polarizing from the unconditional love. Whenever we have been in love, for example, and something happened in that love journey, and something was like didn't pan out or was, dramatic, what happens usually, it creates the opposite effect for a moment. Instead of this wide openness where we are in our unconditional love or in our love for that person, and we realize something, whatever it might be, and the heart shuts down for a moment. Maybe it's not the person that we thought it is, or it's maybe our own script that's still running. And whatever it is that it brings us into closing the heart, it can then still be locked, almost like a cramp. And I think it's more like a visceral response. It's not like a conscious response. But the moment we experience that, the heart closes for a moment, and we then have to make a decision. Do we want to open it back up, or do we want to go with that protective state? And it is okay to have a closed heart for a moment. That's perfectly fine. But ultimately, our job here on this planet is to live our full potential, to live our unconditional love. And to live, we have to have a heart, an open heart. If we compromising the heart too much by closing it constantly for whatever reason, then life will ask us, why the heck are you here? And so we have to make that choice. We have to make a choice, because our time here is, let's say, limited to 100, maybe 150 years. Who knows? Maybe there's people out there who live 200 years. But in these years, and it doesn't matter even if it's just for 10 years or 50 years, even then we want to make sure that we have our heart in the right place, our compassion in the heart, our self-love, our unconditional love activated. Because when we love, we feel. When we don't feel, and it's being advertised all over the place, just feel like that nicer frequencies. But really, to deepen our emotional heart, we do have to have experiences that give us opportunity to deepen our emotional feeling, our senses, our sensors, so that we can actually become a deeply connected human being.
Yeah, I see that. Saba, I'd love to hear from you, because I know you've worked with Etana quite a bit, and I'd love to hear your experiences of this heart closing or opening, or where you might have had an experience like this, and then how some of the work that you've done with Etana has helped you reconnect to that sense of heart, and then also how that allowed you to help connect to a sense of the divine.
Well, I am honored to even have sat with Etana, listened to Etana for 1 second. This is been a life-changing experience, and I would recommend it to anyone that's listening right now. Etana has raised my awareness, and unconditional love has been activated, period. That happened many, many years ago, and it changed my life. I am now a healer, a master healer, and I still struggle sometimes with loneliness. And loneliness can look very different to many people. And I just want to tell a story of how I felt lonely and how Etana helped me, and the love that he has and through the teachings that he has directly affected me and other people. So as clergy, I was invited to visit a trauma ward, and so only family and clergy are allowed to go into this trauma ward. And my best friend's daughter had been in a serious boating accident. We thought she was going to pass out of her body and leave us. And I am sitting there in the ER, and I have my hands over her, and I'm trying to support her and then let her know that we love her and that she has the right to stay here, but she also has the right to go home if she wishes. And in this trauma unit, there wasn't just my friend's daughter. There was other people in there as well. And as I'm working on my friend's daughter and supporting her, I start to tap into the other beings that are, or the other humans that are in the room. And it got so overwhelming for me. And I started to feel scared and lonely. Even at this level, I was scared and lonely. And all of a sudden, my best friend, her purse opens, and Atana's book falls out onto the floor of the ER.
The banana terminator is back.
The banana terminator is back. And it just, it snapped me out of that thought. And it snapped me out of that loneliness and being scared. And it said, you're not alone. You're okay. You can do this. Get back into that fighting spirit. And that daughter, my best friend's daughter, survived. She made it out. And I know that Atana indirectly and directly helped facilitate that. And I can go on and on all night about all of the beautiful things that Atana's helped me and indirectly helped others with because of the wisdom that he has bestowed and given to me and my family. So thank
That's
you,
beautiful.
Atana, for that.
Thank you, beautiful being.
Yes, and Atana's book, Sacred Inner Dialogue, is amazing, and it's got a big, beautiful blue crystal on the front cover, and please, please treat yourself and check out the book, or get it for a friend who might need some extra support right now. It is definitely a wonderful, life-changing read.
I love that. Or for somebody like me that doesn't seem to have much time to actually sit down and actually physically read books, it's also available on Talking Book, right, Atana? Where, how do you access that?
Yes. Like the audiobook, you can also download by audible.com. And you can go on Audible, and I think just signing up, you can even get it for free just signing up there for a 3-month,
right.
1-month trial. So definitely go and get it and integrate it into your daily life, because what we are about to forget is really how our own communication with ourselves has to be reestablished. Without that, we think, oh my God, that person is talking to themselves. They're crazy. No, it's like we have to create a sacred inner dialogue with ourselves. And I utilize it for myself. And when I, yeah, right. I love this for myself, me, myself and I. And, you know, when I work with my clients, I utilize it also to get right to the core. But at the same time, when I have stuff going on, even like when I feel like, oh my God, my lymphatic system is like a little bit out of whack, I'm going even into addressing it through the script from the Sacred Inner Dialogue and look what's happening in my system. And that gives me an immediate feedback. It's a powerful tool. I would love everyone on the planet to utilize it.
Thank you. We will. So if anybody also wants to find any more information out about Atana, you can go to his website, which is atanamethod.com. And you'll find links and everything to the books and the audio books there too as well, won't you, Atana?
Yes, absolutely. And also the prosperity healing mantras, and there's also also the one mints. They are so helpful. I'm going to price them differently so they'll be more affordable, and people can just tune into the one mints and have like a weekly energy cushioning to get to the week, you know.
Well, I do 1 month every week with Atana, and I have to say they're one of my most favorite part of my week because it really just totally brings you back and centers you and clears you out. So I can highly recommend them to anybody that would like to try them. They're incredible. Just on that note, I think we're going to go to another break, and when we come back, I'd love to talk a little bit more about being connected to the divine. Thank you.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
We are back, and we are speaking with the lovely Atana and the always enjoyable Saber. Hello to you both. The topic for today is everything is connected to the divine. And you know, recently this week, Atana and I were actually having a conversation. We did a session together, and Atana has this amazing way of tuning in. And I think, Atana, that is such a gift you have. You can actually tune into situations, and you can tune into how people are feeling, and you can tune into how the earth is feeling as well, or the multidimensional universe. And one of the things that you picked up on recently is this general frustration that's going on in the world. And you spoke about it being that people know something's going on in different dimensions, but they can't quite put a finger on it. And I'd really like to understand two things. How do you pick up on that frequency? How do you pick up on those people, that feeling in individuals and people? And then I want to talk about the general feeling of frustration that people are experiencing in the world. So where you'd like to start, I don't mind, but I'd love to talk about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I feel, and also by just observing what's happening on the planet and what's happening, even if you look at the environment, if you look at the environment and it constantly changes, it's not like getting to the most pristine air that we can live in. It's kind of like getting a little bit worse and getting a little bit worse. And it seems like sometimes we're watching how more and more of the beauty of the planet is being diminishing. And it's almost like there's a conscious force behind it to make the world uninhabitable for humans. It's almost like it's so that you have to buy air in a bottle, and then you have to pay a corporation so that you can live. And I feel it's a systematic experience that we're heading in this direction. And ultimately, it's about control. And I feel a lot of people feeling like the control levels get so much stronger that we feel like helpless towards it. But instead of getting into the helplessness and feeling disempowered, I would like us to think in this moment, and in this moment really call all of our strengths back. And also to energy work, to conscious breathing, to the mantras, to even staying focused on your daily tasks of your purpose in life. Get your strength back. And often what I'm seeing is people giving their power away, and they feel, well, there's nothing can be done anyway. And a lot of the people have the coal miner's worker mentality, where they just say, well, we've got just going down in the coal mine, and the coal mine owner, they're just kind of like, they built the next house. Think about it this way. Call all of your power back. In one of my classes, I'm teaching people energetically how to call their power back. I would really highly recommend you that part, and know how to call your energy, your life force back, your hope, transforming the hopelessness, the helplessness into a hope, and knowing exactly how to, because that's a choice, that's an intention, right in this moment. The question is, where do we want to be? Where can we be? And in the same moment that we have this moment of giving up or helplessness or thinking that something happens beyond the veil that we, or curtains that we feel we cannot really influence, think again. You're the most powerful part of the universe. You're connected to the divine. The divine looks through your eyes. The divine experiences to your body, to your emotions. Whatever you're experiencing, the divine is experiencing and is aware of. Connect yourself back, and even in this moment, to your creative source. That's just an intention. And I think that's where I was, that's where I was going with that. Thank you.
Okay. That was awesome,
thank you.
Tana, you're
thank
awesome.
You,
I love you.
Saba, you are awesome.
Seriously, you're
Anna,
awesome.
You're awesome too.
I love it. There's a bit of love going around for International Women's Day. Saba, as a powerful master healer, woman extraordinaire, I'd love to hear your take on this as well, because I know that you've got a big insight into this too, and I'm sure you're dealing with a lot of people that deal with frustration as well. So, cut to you.
Yes, ma'am. I have been inundated with negative text calls, whatever you have, emails about people's lives not moving forward and people not able to manifest and people not wanting to do this. And it's always can't, won't, don't, doesn't. And I'm always saying, do you think the divine says, I can't do that, or I don't do that, or I cannot do that? Hell no, they do not say that. They can do anything. And they are you, and you are them. So that means you can do anything, create anything, be anything, surmount anything. And that is the first thought that you want to have when you wake up in the morning. Before you even get out of bed, switching your mindset to, oh my gosh, I got so much crap I got to do today. I don't want to make the kids breakfast. I don't want to have to do this. Say, you know what? I may have that feeling in my heart still. I'm not going to make pretend it's not happening, because we have to be authentic with what we're feeling. I'm going to honor that and accept it. But now I'm going to say, divine beings, please help me to see the light today. Please help me to see the good in all that's around me. And I've been doing that for almost 10 years. And I'm teaching it to my children now, because it is such a pivotal moment in which you put on that cloak, or realign yourself with the cloak that is already around you, within you, whatever you want to say. It is there always. And so making that choice to say, I'm putting on my cloak of divineness and going out into the world instead of with the cloak of negativity, can't, won't, don't, shouldn't, I won't, has been a huge game changer for me. And then when you start seeing that light, just because you're saying wholeheartedly for 1 second in the morning that I want to do this differently, you see things align much differently. You see people smile more. You see things get better as time goes on. And then you want to do more as you see more of this in action, this divine of action. It's always in action. And so when is it that you, when are you going to see it? When do you want to see it? It's when you want to see it. That's when you're going to see it. It's when you're ready. Are you ready? If you are, then let's go. You know, let's do this, people. It's like everybody keeps asking me for all of these answers, and I'm sure Tana is dealing with the same thing, and it's like you have the answers inside of you already. You know what to do. And there's people like Tana and I and Jody and Anna that have wisdom that we can share with people to help them along their way, but you've got this. You've got it. So basically, it's kind of like a divine kick in the butt today. You know those bumper stickers, like you're waiting for your sign. Well, here it is. Here's your sign. Do something today to make your life better. And do it again tomorrow, and do it again the next day. And before you know it, you're totally realigned with the divine and so much happier and so much more grateful, so much calmer, so much more peaceful. And again, to have Atana's teachings to merge with that is just a bonus, right? It's just like the jewelry to a great outfit, you know? Just adding on Atana's jewelry to your outfit. It's like, damn, girl, you're looking good, you know? And then you sound good, too, because people really want to know what changes you're making and what that wisdom is, because wholeheartedly, whenever I help myself, I know it's going to help someone else down the line. And so be selfish. Be selfish and help yourself, because ultimately it's the most unselfish act you will do in this lifetime. So take care of you.
Love that.
Be selfish.
Self-selfish. I love that. Thank you. That's so beautiful, Sarah. Beautiful.
That's
I love it. Be self-helpish.
Hey, what are you laughing? It's so beautiful. You're not supposed to be laughing at the same time, huh?
The way you say
it's so
it,
beautiful.
You say it with, the way you say it with a big kick up the, pants. I love it. It's like healing with a good dose of humor. It's very good. But I'm going to use that to just cut to another break. And when we come back, we're going to have the last segment and hopefully share a few more laughs as well. So thank you.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
And we are back. We are speaking with Atana from AtanaMethod.com, and we also have Saber here. We've just been discussing about getting into the zone to help really feel connected and in that heart space, and Saber just spoke beautifully about that. I just have some questions because I am human and I am practicing every single day. I come in, I've got a little room, I sit, I meditate, I do a kind of transformational work, I do the mantras, but still, I forget sometimes, and sometimes I have days where I wake up and I don't feel so good about things, and I feel disconnected, and I feel like a failure. I feel like even though I do all of this practice, sometimes, I'm a bit off, and that's where I feel like I need a session with you, Atana. So I really want to talk about the necessity for practice, for routine, for structure, for making sure we're doing the things that help keep us in that space that Saber was just discussing. Could we hear a little bit about that and how somebody might go about doing that?
Yes. I myself needed 25 years of reminding and remembering of doing energy work. It took me literally 25 years to do energy work every day.
Mm.
Now I'm doing energy work on myself every day. I'm doing the mantra.
In your sleep.
I do it awake and in my sleep, because I don't even know how people can live without doing energy work. I look at people and say, wow, how do they manage that they walk upright, not doing any energy work? It's like, I'm amazed. I'm amazed because I myself, these tools, they were developed literally because I needed them myself. I was really energetically overwhelmed, and in some way or form felt really I was messed up myself. And then I started to do energy work, and I was able to maintain my balance more and more and more. And I didn't have to be depending on other circumstances anymore. I could basically reconnect myself or energize myself, so to speak, as everybody can. But our programming is different. A lot of people have like a depleting program, making out of a lot nothing or less, instead of making out of a little bit a lot. And energetically, you can do that by applying energy work on your system. And I have to say, it is okay to have these emotional nuances where you feel like a failure or you don't feel complete. That's a perfectly normal daily experience. About giving it power is another story. You have to have, like, very much like Saber says, you have to have a starting program that you want to project out into the day, that you say, universe, God, this is what I would like to experience today in the best way possible. If it doesn't interfere with anything else, don't you think that would be a possibility? Maybe with a prayer and with a lot of mercy, why not? Even like as a beautiful intention that you set out and say, I would love to experience this life, this moment, this day in the purest form, and I will apply myself, surrendering and applying myself in the best way I can without holding on, without feeling
like I don't want to participate. And most importantly is applying yourself. When you apply yourself to this life, that's when you have the most support. If you don't want to be here, the percentage that you don't want to be here is going to be missing in terms of your support, because that energy percentage is going to be checked out. And that energy, I always am interested to bring back in so that we can live a fully 100% life. And then on top of it, applying the energy work, and you're the most powerful energy healer. The most powerful energy healer is probably out there sitting in the car listening to this radio show and right now running the energy.
So, I mean, I know I've worked with you for a number of years now. Like, this is the third year I've known you, and I've worked with you quite closely. And I've really taken this work. I want to give an understanding to anybody that might be listening to this program. What do you think the best way? Do you think it's coming to your classes? Do you think it's like what we did? Because, you know, I live in Australia on the other side of the world from you, and we did weekly sessions together on the phone. Is it that way? Is it listening to the oneness? Is it, how can people connect with you? Because sometimes even creating these missions or daily intentions, that's even too difficult for someone to come up with on their own. So they need that support from you. How can people connect with you the best way to start even a little bit generating this practice in their lives?
The best way to connect with is look up what I have for free. Go on YouTube and check out what I have out there for free. Then check out my website. Go and check out the Prosperity Healing Mantras. Check out the online class. You can find it on the Atana Healing Method course, online course there, or go on Udemy. You find the online courses. Connect with the music. Connect with the frequency. Connect with the oneness. And then it's not even about me working with you. It's about me activating you so you can work with yourself. I am like the reminder. I'm merely just a sign on the road that says either exit or 26 miles until you go. But so you know where you're at, I give you a marker. And with that marker, you can determine what is the best way of action in your life. And it's really more that than I'm claiming even anything, because it's not really, it's ultimately, it's God working through me. It's your prayer. It's yourself really that has the power. My job is merely remind you that you have that power.
Wow. Yeah. And that's so true, because my own experience is that when I have found that, I realize that, and I realize that that's what you're doing. And I'm sure, Saba, that's also what you've experienced. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And I wanted to just add really quickly that when we were talking about hospitals, I think that gifting Atana's videos or one-man sessions to someone who may be going into the hospital in lieu of flowers or a gift that you want to send them a healing present of Atana's mantras or a session, that would be awesome. And then Mother's Day, Father's Day, what better gift than the gift of healing, a life-changing
healing? It's a
great
idea.
So just had to mention that. I want to just, when I was meditating years ago, I had something very simple, simple wisdom that came in, but it profoundly affected my life. And a divine being was talking to me, and she said, why do you choose to meditate? Why don't you live in meditation? And it really got me thinking that if I have to choose to go and do something, if I choose to meditate, it's already happening anyway. So why don't I live in that mindset from the get-go? And that really shaped the way that I looked at this journey, that it's not outside myself. It's not something that I have to get done or that I have to do. It's already innate. It's within. it is divinely orchestrated all day long so I can experience it. So why not be that instead of the latter? And so whenever you're about to choose to meditate, I want you to remember me saying, live in meditation. Live there. Don't stop and choose to do it. Stay there. Be there. And that'll really help you understand more of what we're talking about, of this divine connectedness. You'll feel it. It's like somebody always holding your hand or patting you on the back or smiling at you. It's always there. And access it, because it's your divine right. It's your divine right to be in meditation, a meditative state, a beautiful, loving, peaceful state at all times. That is your divine right. And so, which are you going to choose? Yes, ma'am.
And I guess that is also what, you know, these practices are. Isn't that right? Like choosing to use mantras, or choosing to use a time of affirmations, or choosing to use his clearing processes. That's also a choice. That's a doing thing that is exactly what you're talking about, Saba. You're making that choice to be in life and to actually do
right.
those processes.
Right. And there's no end and there's no beginning to it. You are just part of it for infinite possibilities, for infinity, right? You and I are connected infinitively. Atana and I are connected infinitively. So why not be in that state? It's such a beautiful energetic pulse to be part of. And that's what Atana and I are really trying to teach people about. This energy that is accessible. Atana was saying that he cannot believe how these people are walking around not doing anything. They must be strong as hell to begin with. Can you imagine adding some energy work to it? I mean, they're going to save the world in one day, you know?
Well, unfortunately, so, all miserable and disconnected. So, you know, this sort of work really is going to help people come back to that vibrational frequency of higher creator's frequency and feeling this connection, feeling and actually experiencing, you know, that everything is actually connected to the divine. Now, look, I could talk to you both all day long because it's fascinating and I love hearing from you. Unfortunately, we've only got a few more minutes. So I'm going to cut back to you, Atana, and ask you,
yes.
Do you want to share anything? Have you got anything else to leave our listeners before we finish for the session today?
Well, that is a good question. Yes, I would. I would love to.
Good.
First of all, I'm so grateful to be at this point in this moment being on this planet. With these amazing human beings, with these amazing light beings on the radio show, with being able to talk to you wherever you are, knowing that mercy and compassion and love is always there for all of us at any point, in the deepest sense of compassion, available and accessible and being sent towards us at any point. So I'm embracing. I'm sending big hugs out to everyone out today. I'm sending big, big, big love hugs to you, wherever you are at this point, in this moment in your life. I'm sending you a love hug, knowing that you are not alone, that we're all embraced by the divine. I am grateful that God, the universe, the angels, all beings of support are with us, and I'm grateful that we are mastering our life's journey. So in that sense, I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week.
That just made my day. That made my day. Anyway, thank you so much, Atana. You are incredible as always and such an incredible support to not only me and Saba and everybody that's listening to this program, but also to the multiverse that holds us all. So thank you, and thank you, Saba. I really appreciate everything that you've contributed to. It's been very inspiring.
Thank you, Saba. Thank you, Anna.
Thank Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Tana.
And thank you, all listeners.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll speak. Mwah. Thank you, Atana. Thank you. We'll speak again next week.